dancing inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me?
Well, good afternoon. Welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Wednesday, October the 17th. Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number, 1-800-691-7898. That's the number you dial when you want to secure a little bit of the noble metal. Protect yourself against plunging dollars. The web address, if you want to read about why the dollar is plunging and all the other bad economic news out there, you can always visit the Doom and Gloom site, otherwise known as RepublicTradingGroup.net or EaglesUp.com, whichever your preference. Well, let's see what happened on Wall Street today. Dow closed down 20 points. Wall Street ended a volatile session and was mixed today as investors' concerns about sluggish housing, tight credit, intensified their uneasiness over a motley batch of corporate profits. NASDAQ reversing the trend. Yes, thank goodness for Google. If it wasn't for Google, the American economy would simply fall apart. You see, because all those people that are getting laid off are now selling and trading on Google. Well, according to the President of the United States, seems to think Google's a great place for those that have been displaced from previously high-paying menial jobs like manufacturing. NASDAQ closed up 28 points at 2,792. S&P 500 irked out almost a three-point gain at 1,541. Talk about being schizophrenic. The gold market was completely schizophrenic today, having a $10 trading range, closing down 20 cents at $757.80. Silver bucking the trend, higher by 12 cents at the close, to end the day at $13.70. Platinum, big winner, up $25 at $1,440. Palladium, following its sister metal by climbing $4 to end the day at $3.72. Currently in Asian trading, gold off $2 at $756.50. Silver off 4 cents at $13.66. As for the tensions in the Middle East, well, oil briefly flirted with $89 today. Ultimately, oil closed at $87.24. The question is, when are we going to see $3 at the pump? I don't think you have to wait too long. U.S. dollar index today, weaker by 15 basis points, closed at 78.04. When we return, our weekly visit with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
To the Wednesday edition of the Flipside, always a show I look forward to because we get to speak with Charles Carlson's from Straight Gate Ministries. Because as I've often said, I'm a Christian on training wheels and just seeking to find the truth. And sometimes it gets very hot. So it's always a pleasure to welcome Charles Carlson to the show because he has shone the light on many of the things I have questioned. How are you doing, sir?
Fine, Robbie. Good to be back with you.
Absolutely. You know, I was going to ask you a philosophical question to start the show off with, and I don't know if it's appropriate. But let me start it off anyway, because it's obviously something that bugs me. Religion has always been a very contentious issue. How do we know, and when I use the term euphemistically, we know, how do we know that we are on the right path? How do we know that we aren't being misled as well along the path? I mean, you understand what I'm trying to say here?
Well, sure, because we've all been misled plenty in the past at one time or another.
Yes.
I had my share of that, so certainly you always wonder if he's being misled. I guess the best answer to that is if you're depending on something some man is telling you, that there is a good chance that you maybe want to examine very carefully what those words are that you're being told. And that's what the whole Christian Zionist movement is all about. It's all about men telling other people what they're supposed to believe the Bible says. And it's hard enough to just read the Bible and figure it out for yourself, but you can, and you can do it a lot better than if some man tells you, and then you have to try to figure out whether he is possibly leading you astray too. So I think that things should make sense to you as you go along, and if they don't, you should wonder if it's something you really have to know or not. But I think you have to feel your way and see if it feels like you're on the right track as you go along.
Well, thank you for that.
Well, I don't think that was much help.
Well, you know, it's kind of like asking that age-old question, what's the meaning of life?
Right.
And where do we go from here and all that kind of good thing.
We had a little discussion the other night. A couple of us were looking at the Scofield Bible footnotes, and we were looking at some of the passages that were kind of not too difficult to understand at all, and there didn't seem to be very many there didn't be very much need of notes there. And then there were a few places where what was being said is very easy to understand, and there were huge volumes of notes trying to tell you what those very simple verses seemed to say, just scream and shout. And of course, what was being told, what was being said, the interpretations were not at all correct. They were way off. And that leads you to believe that you're being misled on purpose. When there's something obvious in front of you, it doesn't need an explanation, and someone gives you a four-page explanation of what it means, you can sort of guess that maybe they have a purpose. And that is often the case in interpreting Scripture. And so what we say is keep it simple, just read it, and make it do your own interpretations.
Absolutely. Well, you know, of late we've seen many so-called Christian leaders fall far short of their Christ-like behavior. Today it was announced that Richard Roberts has asked the regent for some time out. And now, obviously, we got the scandal going on with Oral Roberts, which pretty much is sort of following in the footsteps of Jim Baker.
Yeah.
I watched the other evening on Larry King Live, Joel Alston. Is it Alston?
Alston.
Who's a very amicable fellow, but he just sells all the sweetness and sugar, as someone described what he does. I mean, he doesn't question anything. He has a sort of, well, he has a very strange belief system, but yet the man has one of the biggest mega churches in America. His book that recently came out sold 4 million copies. And he kind of, just listening to him and his very good-looking wife, they just seem to tell people what they want to hear. It doesn't seem as though they question anything. And this is a very powerful evangelical movement.
It certainly is. It's got 18,000, holds 18,000 people or something like that.
Sometimes they have
Houston
to even put people in
Houston Arena or something.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
So now let's get on to the news, because you've made the news this week. Tell us, because we've got varying reports out there. This past weekend, you went out to Orange County, California, and it was a conference, No Wars for Israel conference. It was supposed to be staged at the Marriott. Everything, all the I's were dotted, the T's were crossed. Tell us what happened when you got there.
Well, when I personally arrived at the Marriott Hotel, they had canceled the conference, and they just did it the day that the conference was being held, No More Wars for Israel conference. And it was obviously done because there were large, powerful complainants who had been putting the pressure on the hotel. But I don't know much beyond that, because the rest of it would have to come from the organizers, and I'm not sure they figured exactly how it all worked. And to their credit, what they did is they hurried out and found someplace else to have the conference and managed to move it. But there was damage. There certainly was significant damage. It was a very, very dirty trick. Someone basically put pressure on the conference, on the Marriott hotels, not to entertain the No More Wars for Israel conference, which was sponsored by the Crescent and Cross, a small organization, not a big organization at all, in Idaho, and had a very some very prestigious speakers arranged, and it did come off. However, I think everybody was stung and disappointed by the loss of freedom that we have to express ourselves when a major business enterprise will cancel somebody's contract because someone else doesn't want them to discuss the subject that's being discussed. And that's precisely what I understand to have happened. I went ahead and spoke. The conference was delayed about 10 hours or 8 hours getting started, and because of the time needed to find another place, and therefore ran an extra half a day long. But it was very positive things, and I think made everyone vividly aware of the kind of war that we're in, where we're in a basically struggle not just to stop wars for Israel, but to defend our very right to even say it, to actually defend your right to stand up and say we should not have these wars and Israel somehow is involved. And that was apparently what caused this conference to be canceled. And maybe you could get the organizers on after they've learned everything about this, and they could give you a little bit more on it. But dirty trick, total abuse of the rights of free speech. Where is it that people think that they can do this? How is it that businessmen think they can impinge upon your right to express yourself and even interfere with your business and defame your character simply because somebody doesn't like you and doesn't want you to discuss what you're basically, they don't want you to discuss what you're discussing. It wasn't a matter of doing anything, but it was discuss what you're discussing. By the way, Robbie, one positive thing came out of it. We Hold These Truths was on the program, and we took along with us our signs that we normally take to church vigils, and we had enough signs that when this happened, the organizers said, well, let's go out and have a vigil, and they did, and they held a vigil in front of the Marriott Hotel and up and down MacArthur Boulevard in Irvine, California, and had these big, beautiful signs that said, No More Wars for Israel, and Who Would Jesus Bomb, and a few other signs that we had along, great big ones. And we taught the whole organization how to hold a protest when something goes wrong. And that's what we've always said all along. If someone's going to do something, you need to protest. You need to let it be known. You need to holler it out. And you need to shout foul. You need to do something. And, of course, first little step they did was they had a protest and broadcast some of their complaints out from that Saturday morning event while they were waiting to find a new place to have the vigil or the conference. Pardon me.
We're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. When we get back, we'll give you a little promo of a vigil taking place in San Antonio, Texas, on the 28th of October. And if you are in the neck of the woods, you're more than welcome to join. Yes, I'll even be there.
Great, yeah.
In front of John Hagee's Church in San Antonio. We'll tell you more about that when we return.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. In worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe.
Welcome back to the Flip Side. On this Wednesday, we're speaking with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Coming up on the 28th of October, I believe it's a Sunday. Sunday the 28th of October, is that right?
That's right.
At John Hagee's Church in San Antonio.
That's correct.
You'll be holding a vigil. Now, just so that folks understand, you have a set of guidelines and a set of ethics, if you will, that for those who come to adhere to these ethics. You want to just run those down for us?
Sure. We ask people to, of course, be very careful about the public property that belongs to the church, not to walk on it, not to park cars on it, not to give them the impression that you're infringing on their property, because we are there to protest something the church is doing, so we don't want to use their property. We use big yellow and black signs that can be read from at least 100 yards away, and they say things like, "Blessed are the peacemakers, no more wars for Israel." That's the one that the conference was all about, although we didn't organize it. Iraq, what would Jesus do? Choose life, not war. They're Christian themes. Christian racism kills Palestinians, innocent blood on our hands, and so on. And a great big one that says, "Apostate church, Christ followers must not kill." It's 8 feet long. We ask people to dress in church attire, like as they would normally dress when they go to church. No shorts and sandals. Refrain from loud exchanges. We don't argue or fight with anyone. Let people talk if they want to come out and talk. Give people space so that they can have discussions. Feel free to talk to the press. Hand out our literature that we bring along. And, of course, we always ask the police to be present. So those are the kind of the guidelines. And we will be at John Hagee's Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, Texas, it's on Stone Oak Parkway in San Antonio, and you can go to our website and find the invitation. And by the way, we already had a call from a 76-year-old lady in a town 60 miles away who says she's going to be there and she can drive just fine and she can hold up a sign and nothing's going to keep her away from it. So we hope a lot of people will feel that way and will come and show up at John Hagee's church. And I'm glad to hear you're coming, Robbie.
Oh, absolutely. Without sounding sanctimonious here, I believe very strongly, and it's also been echoed by many others that I respect in the Christian community, like Pastor Chuck Baldwin, who believes that. Let me quote his own words so I don't misquote him. He's personally convinced, by and large, that churches of America, regardless of denomination, are in a state of apostasy. And he feels very strongly about it. And he says, and as such, offer little or no resistance to the men of sin who seek to seduce and deceive our people. I mean, this is a pretty strong statement.
Exactly, and it's very correct. And we were quoted in the San Antonio paper. The San Antonio paper, John Hagee's hometown newspaper, they covered his Night to Honor Israel, which was last Saturday night while I was away in Irvine, California, and he gave this secular account all these reasons why Israel should be treated with so well, and the San Antonio paper ended their article about him by quoting us. We hold these truths, and we pointed out to them that there is no Christianity going inside the church. That it's all secular. And they went to his meeting, listened, wrote down what he said, and then they ended up by apparently agreeing with us because they quoted us at the end of the article, in which we said, this is a political and a secular movement. This is a quote. And since Christ was a peacemaker and called upon everyone to be a peacemaker, we fail to see where there's anything in the scripture that Hagee has to say. That's quoting We Hold These Truths. So that was in the San Antonio paper for last week, and we're hoping that the other papers will come out and cover this event. And notice that John Hagee doesn't teach any Christianity inside his church anymore. He may have at one time, but now he's so busy teaching that Israel is a god that has to be treated like a god that he can no longer discuss Jesus Christ being a god, or son of God, as you wish to call it. And therefore, he's taken Christ off the throne and put a apostate, or not even apostate, put a secular state in Christ's place as being the fulfillment of all the biblical prophecy in the Old Testament. This is a terrible abuse, and your friend Chuck Baldwin is exactly right when he says so. We couldn't agree more.
Well, certainly. I mean, his article, by and large, was the recent statements that President Bush made to an Arab television station that we all pray to the same God. And we'll have more on this and some statements the President made today, which are kind of ironic when you think about them in the context of what he said. That a lot more when we return with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Welcome back, my friends. We're speaking with Charles Paulson from Straight to the Gate Ministries. No, we didn't start the fire, but we are sure going to start stoking it. Interesting thing happened today. The Dalai Lama was bestowed with the highest honor America can bestow on anybody, the Congressional Medal of Honor or Freedom, whatever it's called. And at the ceremony, because of the heat that China is obviously putting on the United States not to recognize the Dalai Lama, the president said that China should respect the Dalai Lama and respect him because he's a man of peace. An hour before that ceremony, the president was giving a news conference, one of the few that he gives, but today he gave a news conference. And in that news conference, he made threats of a World War III if Iran does not cease its nuclear program. And he once again reiterated that old canard that not one single mainstream media reporter, and there were a bunch of them sitting there, that ever challenges the president or anybody who makes a statement that Iran wants to wipe Israel off the map. Now, Iran, no matter what you think about them, has never said they want to wipe Israel off the map. They have, however, said they want to rid Israel of the Zionist movement. Your comment?
Well, of course, I believe that's true. I believe the translations that that came down of Aminadab's various speeches have clearly said that the regime needs to be eliminated, and the regime in our government needs to be eliminated too. I'm the first to echo his words. We need to wipe the regime from the face of the map that is running our country. So I don't see a thing wrong with that. And besides, even if he said that Israel should be wiped from the face of the map, so what? Mom used to tell us sticks and stones may break our bones, but words are things people throw around. So even if it was true, it's nothing. It's a nothing comment that no one should even ever take seriously, because politicians say that all the time. Threats are a way of life with them. This man is very genteel in his remarks and doesn't throw threats around. You never hear him cast threats around. So my comment is that you hit it right on the head. George W. Bush walks right out of one meeting where he threatens world war and annihilation, and into another where he tells someone else that they should observe and be peaceful and loving. Very common for people who don't have to remember what they say from one moment to the next.
Yes,
get
absolutely.
Away with saying one thing one place and another thing another.
I guess where I keep on having a problem with this president and with a lot of people, so-called clergy in the United States, they keep trying to convince us that the president is a Christian. He's not a Christian. He's a universalist. As obviously witnessed by his statement that we all pray to the same God.
Right. Yes, that's not so. And
I'm surprised not more clergy are speaking out about it. I mean, this goes back to the original point that I made at the top of the show, where I asked you, who are we to question a person's religious beliefs, because religion, even on my end, and as you can tell, I'm having trouble with words because I am a practicing Christian. I got led down the garden path with the Roman Catholic Church, and then Billy Graham, and then so my history is long and sordid. But the point is that. Sometimes I feel uncomfortable about it, wondering whether or not I'm saying the right things or going in the right direction. Are we correct in questioning someone's personal religious belief? I mean, is Chuck Baldwin right that George Bush is a universalist and he's not a Christian? Do we have the right to question?
I don't think we have to. All we have to do is question his acts, because Christianity requires acts. I don't care what anyone says. I don't care about the modern idea of Christianity that is sometimes promoted in the dispensational church, that you cannot judge people by their acts because their acts are supposed to be separate from their faith, and their faith is somehow separate from their acts. This is nonsense. Our acts represent what we think. What we think is carried out in our acts. And so, if you have someone that's bombing people every day and they tell you they're peace loving, you have to be a fool to believe them. And therefore, George Bush's professions about Christianity are disproved by his very acts. And this is true of all kinds of other people, including John Hagee. This is why we are completely comfortable saying there is no Christianity inside of his church. He may have been there at one time. It might have been a glimmer of it, but it's been gobbled up by rampant materialism. In looking at a map of his place, we've been looking at a big map of his place to see where you can put your feet when you go there. And there's a huge, big building complex on one side of it, and it's some sort of a studio and television broadcasting, and it looks like a movie studio. Great big thing. This is just in one corner of this huge complex that he's bought and built and paid for with money that people have given to him that has been tax-free, and a good number of people have complained about. And, of course, these acts belay his every word. The generosity to Israel doesn't preclude the great generosity to himself. So I think we need to look at these acts. The only thing we have to judge when we look at people is their acts. We can't judge their faith except by their acts. And the Bible says this many places, including the book of James, and many things Paul said, and Jesus' very statements himself in the 25th chapter of Matthew, where he talks about judging people to heaven and hell based upon their acts. That's what the chapter is all about. This was a huge rebuilding project for the dispensational church. It had to figure out a way to get rid of Matthew 25 because it clearly states there that you're going to be judged by your acts.
And by your fruits,
heaven and
you
hell,
will know.
By your, and other places it says by your fruits. But it's the story of the sheep and the goats, Robbie. So, no, you're in no way are you wrong in looking at the acts of Bush and proclaiming that he is an apostate, if he ever was a Christian. As your friend stated, Mr. Baldwin, the Reverend Baldwin, apostasy means someone who once was and has fallen away from. That's what the words apostasy mean, and he pointed that out in his letter. And if George Bush is apostate, it's because he once was. And nobody even knows if he ever was or ever did ever have any faith or believe in anything. But whatever he isn't carrying it out now. So, and this is exactly why we need to challenge these people in front of other people, challenge church leaders in front of the people that follow them so that they have a chance to see that someone thinks there's something wrong with what this man does. And it's a great encouragement when a Jewish man named Benjamin Levy, who writes for a San Antonio newspaper, actually carries yeah. our side of the story in talking about John Hagee, who's there to give money, raising huge amounts of money for the state of Israel. It's encouraging. It was encouraging to me that in Los Angeles, when we went to had to take to the street and picket in front of the Marriott Hotel Irvine. The biggest picket we've ever been involved in. There were probably 100 people there. It was a big group for us because they had no place to go, so they were out in the street carrying signs. And among them were two rabbis who came there for the meeting and didn't get to go because it was delayed and they missed the meeting. And there was a Catholic priest there who'd come for the meeting. And all these people dumped out on the street with having to move, look for another place to put their heads. They, of course, could stay in the hotel if they wanted to pay the going rate, not the convention rate, but the going rate. But they couldn't get what they contracted for. And there were Jews in Jewish attire out there walking with us, too. One a rabbi. So it's up to all of us to question people who claim to lead us on account of their morality and account of their moral fiber, as Bush does. He leans on that morality is part of his leadership, and yet he tells one story 1 hour and goes and tells another one the opposite the next. So be it.
I post many stories up on my website that deal with the subject, and I try to get as many differing and controversial views, if you will. Tex Mars recently wrote an article where he exposes the likes of the Benny Hinns, the Paul and Jane Crutch, the Steve Brock, the Steve Hills, the Kenneth Copelands, the Kenneth Hagans, and the Hagees of the world, where he says that if you listen closely to the teachings, it's more a mixture of Zionist racism and Jesus magic.
Yeah, very well put.
Because we
must not lose sight that people are dying as a result of this every day. That's really why we're here. That's why we're doing this. This is what our organization is all about. If it was just people being deceived and being led astray, well, we could justify not looking the other way and saying we're glad it's not us. But it's not. A story by Amir Haas, who is a Jewish Israeli who's actually lived in the Gaza Strip and now lives in Ramallah, wrote a story inside the, we called it Inside the Gaza Zoo. She called it a zoo. And we posted that on our site, and it talks about these people actually being penned in this place and systematically harassed and annihilated and starved. And she says there's 1.5 million of them. That's a bigger figure than I've ever used. And her story is wonderful, and she's protesting from the standpoint of a Jewish writer who writes for Haaretz regularly, Haaretz Israel. And this is her story that was actually posted in Israel, talking about the zoo where they keep these poor people inside and they're systematically killed. It talks about the planes flying overhead at night, the balloons, the reconnaissance balloons overhead, and so poor that a rifle now sells in Gaza for $1,100, and a single high-caliber bullet will cost you $9. That's how poor the people are, how short they are of arms. There's no armaments. And then you have John Hagee saying they have no right to anything. It needs to be taken away from them. And they smile at the thought of them being starved. They have no concern whatsoever that how can these people know this and then ever claim to be following Christ? It's not possible.
Well, there's no question the Likud government in Israel has been in a very successful PR campaign for decades, which dehumanizes the Palestinians. And once you've been affected in dehumanizing someone, then whatever happens to those people is justified in people's eyes. I mean, it happened here in America with this enlightened Christian nation, which I still don't get over this, but the events that unfolded in Waco, the psychological dehumanization of David Koresh, whether you believe in his theological theories is neither here nor there, but the dehumanization of David Koresh and his followers allowed for the annihilation of 80 women and children in America.
One of the untold stories about that is that there was a group of pastors who were pro-life pastors involved in the rescue movement, abortion rescue movement, who actually tried to walk in and rescue the people from that, and they were turned around and never got in. And the reason they couldn't get in is because there were only 4 or 5 of them. There weren't enough. And had all of the pastors in Waco, had 10% of the pastors in Waco got in line and walked in, they could have walked past the entire U.S. Army and gone in and saved all of those people, and there wouldn't have been any deaths. But they didn't. They did not see it as their duty. And this is the problem of the apostate church. The church does not take action. Those few men who tried to get in and were forcibly turned around, at gunpoint turned around, did what they should have done. The rest did not. And this is the problem of the church. And it is the church's responsibility. There's no one else but the church to answer. So in the case of Gaza, the Reverend John Hagee has no excuse because he's been to Israel probably 20 times. He goes every year. and his people meet at the very highest level of government. They can meet at the highest level of Hamas or the highest level of the PLO or anybody they want. They have the ability to find out exactly what goes on. They can, he could have a guided tour through Gaza tomorrow if he wanted one, but he doesn't. He looks the other way because he doesn't want to know. And that's why he doesn't know, and that's why he can never say. So this is the incredible evil that's going on that is being carried out and fostered. We call it enabled by churches.
Yes. If you'd like to get hold of Straight Gate Ministries and Charles Carlson, have a pen and paper handy. We'll give that to you when we return and wrap it up for this Wednesday. Man, these hours on Wednesday go by far too fast, sir.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back. Final segment for this Wednesday with Charles Carlson from Straight Gate Ministries. Straight Gate Ministries has a very simple mission statement. We reach out to the lost sheep inside our churches who do not know they are lost. And they will remain lost if they listen only to their apostate religious leaders. If you'd like to contact Charles Carlson at Straight Gate Ministries, you can write to P.O. Box 14491. Scottsdale, Arizona, 85267. You can call him at 480-947-3329, or just simply get all the information, browse around their website. Got a lot of stuff on offer, especially some of the finest collection of books and audios and videos at whtt.org. You know, once again, as I did prior to the build-up with the war in Iraq, you know, if we actually had an honest media in this country, we wouldn't be having this problem. And the reason why the Hagies of the world get away with what they do is because the media, in my opinion, is to blame.
Absolutely, absolutely true. And, of course, this is the alternate media, this and the Internet. It's the best hope we have for a media now is the fact that you can go to YouTube and you can hear George Bush's statements instantly. You can't escape the news if you want to hear it.
Well, truth is a funny thing. Truth is not something that pops up and says, "Here I am." Unfortunately, seekers of the truth, it requires, in some instances, it requires a lot of it takes an effort on somebody wants to find out the truth. It's going to take some effort on their part to find out the truth. If they want to find out the truth, or if they just want to live in denial all their life, just simply believe what the controlled media feeds them on a consistent basis. And I'm not going to get into who owns the media out there, because that leads us into another subset of problems. But I think it's a legitimate question to ask, because there has been absolutely zero media coverage outside of late. I have to give kudos to PBS and Bill Moyers, who we are on the opposite ends of the political spectrum, but he has been really the only reporter of note that has bothered, and Christian Amanpour, even though she was a little misguided in her God's Warriors segment. But these are pretty much the only two mainstream media outlets that have bothered to question not only the evangelical fervor of Hagee and company, but also question America's support of Israel.
That's true, but that's a start.
And so, yes,
we hope that we can build on that start, and we do think the Internet has had a big part in causing these people that have spoken out to have the nerve to do that. And as that background of Internet grows and talk radio programs in the background, it lays the groundwork for someone else to take that step. Maybe Don Imus will come back and say something brilliant.
Thank you, sir. Always a pleasure. And we'll see you next week.
Good night.
Till tomorrow, my friends. God bless.